Today is Tuesday, March 12th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Working Moms Day. It's also National Baked Scallops Day. National Plant a Flower Day. And National Girl Scout Day. I watched some documentary about the Boy Scouts, and I know the Boy Scouts are now the Scouts. And I feel like they've opened it up to girls, but is the Girl Scout still a separate organization? I could look that up. You know what? I think I will look that up. I'm not going to use ChatGPT. I'm just going to Google it. Is Girl Scouts... Girl Scouts now a part of Boy Scouts? I don't think... Though there have not been many changes to the program, events, troops, and camping have shifted to allow girls and boys to have the same opportunities. Oh, so that's girls joining Boy Scouts, but are the two agencies never merged and have no plans to do so? Currently, 2.5 million are involved with Girl Scouts, including 1.7 million girls and about 750,000 adult volunteers. So, oh, Girl Scouts reminder, we're not affiliated with the Boy Scouts. So there you go, they are not. So it was the Boy Scouts that basically decided to open it up for girls or for anyone, but Girl Scouts are still a separate thing, I guess. That was an old article from 2019, but they still have their own. I wonder if they have an FAQ. Let's see. I'm looking at their website. What kind of cookies do they have? Buy Girl Scout cookies. Girl Scout cookie flavors. They have Adventurefuls, which are indulgent brownie-inspired cookies topped with the caramel-flavored creme. Cream? It's creme. C-R-E with an A-U-M-E with a hint of sea salt. They have caramel chocolate chip, caramel delights, samosas. They have Do-Si-Dos, which is a peanut butter sandwich. Girl Scout s'mores, lemonades, lemon ups, peanut butter patties, tagalogs. They have more than I remember. They have thin mints, which I like. I'm not a huge fan of the mint flavor because it reminds me of toothpaste, but for some reason in thin mints, I like it. Also, those little mints they serve at Olive Garden after you eat. Toast Yay, which is a yummy toast-shaped cookie full of French toast flavor. Toffee-tastic. And trefoils, or trefles. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. So, yeah. And let's see, how do you buy cookies? I'm just, you know what? We're going to have a Girl Scout cookie episode. I think you can do it through their website. Oh, you have to put in your zip code. Let's see. Oh, I can buy from a troop. So, okay. I wonder if they deliver them or if they mail them to you. No, it says shipping. They can ship. Anyway, so yeah, apparently there's a Troop 5352's digital cookie store. We plan to use the funds to take a trip as a troop. And they've only reached 150 of 500 packages of cookies that they want to sell. Oh, maybe I'll buy some. But I'm on a diet, so I shouldn't. Well, I mean, I'm counting my calories, so I should not really I shouldn't really buy cookies. I don't see just a general FAQ about whether they're involved with Boy Scouts, but I'm just going to assume that that article from 2019 was correct. And they still have their own website. So, yeah. So, there you go. All right. So, we were talking about the weekend, and we will continue to do so. On Saturday, like I said, trying to remember, it was a very busy day. I worked out in the morning. We went to brunch. Then we watched Dune. And it was good. It was pretty good. It's a very loud movie. I'm not a really big fan of really loud. Like, I felt like I lost some of my hearing in this movie. And then we went to run to our car and drive 20 minutes to all the way to the other part of, not even town, to a completely different town for a birthday dinner. And it was at a seafood restaurant. I got a panko breaded piece of chicken and a side salad and fries, but I only ate half the fries and half the chicken, and I ate all of the salad. And then Mark brought me home. They were continuing the party at someone's house, but I said, I'll go to the restaurant, but I'm not going to go to the house. That way you can have time, you know, where you don't have to babysit me, because I think he feels like he has to babysit me when we go to these things, because as you guys know, I don't know Tagalog or Filipino, and they're all speaking that, and they do come up to me and speak in English. It's not like they won't speak to me, but a lot of the conversations that they're having are to each other in their Tagalog, and I can't join in on the conversation because they're not speaking English and I don't know what they're saying. I can pick up little bits and pieces because I know a few words, and they also, Filipinos seem to speak a mixture of their language plus English. So a lot of times I can pick up on slight thing. I can pick up on some things based on the English words that they're saying. Ugh. But anyway, so he dropped me off at home, and I didn't do a whole lot. I watched some Gilmore Girls, and I had a microwave dinner because this dinner was at 4 p.m. And so around 8:30, 9 o'clock, I was hungry again. So I had a microwave dinner, which I guess is better than going and picking up fast food. And then on Sunday, got up, worked out. I was so tired. I mean, we had the time change, and so we lost an hour during the middle of the night, and I was so sleepy. That's the only thing about daylight saving time that I don't like, is losing that hour, because I go to bed late generally, especially on the weekends, and because I don't like to go to bed early. I'm just not an early to bed sort of person. But then when you have to get up early to go to something the next day and you lose an hour, it's not the best situation. But anyway, got up, worked out. I was 8 minutes short of my 2 hours that I wanted to do, because I had to stop and take my shower so I get to church on time. I'm reminded of that song, Get Me to the Church on Time, that's in My Fair Lady. But anyway, so I made it to church, no problem. Came home. Mark had he was doing a 12-mile run on Sunday. So he was still finishing up his run, and I did some work on the mix, on the video version of the mix. I didn't have Daniel's files yet, and so I feel like we've got to start doing this thing where we just upload the files during the after show or something, because I will do this too. So I edit now. Daniel used to edit, and now I edit, and when he used to edit, I would forget to upload my files, and then he would have to text me and say, hey Burns, have you uploaded your files? And I'd be like, oh no, shoot, I forgot. Well, now a similar thing happens with him. He'll get busy and forget to upload the files. So I got home from church and I thought I would have the files, but I didn't. So then I texted him, but he wasn't home. And so I started, because I wanted to use that time while Mark was running to finish up my chores. I wanted to get the video editing done. I wanted to record Geeky Gay. anything that I needed to get done so we could relax for the rest of the day. So anyway, I did what I could do, but I wasn't finished, and recorded the show. And then Mark finished and we had lunch, and then I came back upstairs and worked some more on it. And finally I did have Daniel's files, but it took me another couple of hours to finish. So I finished everything. And then Mark and I went for a walk because I was trying to get my 10,000 steps. And we have these little white, I know I've talked about this before, and I still don't know what they are. I think there's some sort of termites or something, but little white gnats that just are all over the place. I mean, it's like a cloud of them. It's like a cloud. And you walk through them, and it's just, they seem to follow you wherever you're going. And I don't know what they are, but they're really annoying. And I want like one of those mosquito nets or one of those beekeeper's nets, because I'm afraid they're going to get in my mouth. And anyway, so we walked, and then we had a fairly relaxing Sunday evening, and that was the weekend. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.